Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Mets Musings. I hope everybody had a great week out there. As the Mets saga of the offseason continues, this report has come out. The Miami Marlins and Kim Neg, general manager, have parted ways, the team announced last Monday. Neg just completed the final guaranteed year in her contract. The Marlins executed a mutual option on their end to bring her back next year, but she has declined. According to ESPN, the Marlins wanted to hire a president of baseball operations to work above Neg, pushing her into the number two decision-maker seat. She also rejected a contract extension. So, the speculation is, would she be interested in coming to New York? Now, she'd be the number two person behind David Stearns, but she has ties to the New York area. She's worked for the Yankees. She worked in the commissioner's office. So could there be a match there? Now, it's been reported today that she has declined to interview for the Boston Red Sox president of baseball operations. Interestingly enough, a long list of people have declined for that job. The Phillies general manager and a couple other guys come to mind. They've also declined, but she's declined to interview for that job. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean she's not interested in moving to Boston? I mean, it could be any number of things. Is she waiting to hear from the Mets and David Stearns? Could be a possibility that she wants to come to New York and figures her chances are better here. However, let's keep in mind, David Stearns is not that old, and so her chances of moving up to a president's job would not be in the foreseeable future. So, who knows? She may have an offer. You know, she could probably always get an offer to go back to the commissioner's office, I would imagine. So I don't think she's worried about a job, but where that job is. So could she be coming north to work for the Mets? It's going to all unfold over the next few months and should be an interesting, couple of months here. So let's put on a little more light. There is no sign yet that the team has interviewed external candidates for their manager's position. Another opening that David Stern has to take care of in this offseason. Of course, the way the contracts are written, some of the managers, such as Craig Counsell, who worked with David Stearns in Milwaukee, cannot be interviewed until October 31st. So keep that in mind. That's, 11 days away. So we still have time with that. Other candidates may be in the postseason. The deal with Craig Counsell is he's looking to be paid more money. Will Milwaukee go that way? Will they offer him the money and will he stay? Or will he come to New York? Money doesn't seem to be a problem here. So we could see him here. Should the Mets fail to land Counsell, John Heyman of the New York Post reports that they are willing to hire a first-time manager. It seems that David Stearns is comfortable with that, so we could be getting another first-time manager. They have ruled out some internal candidates, which is what we discussed last week, and that means Eric Chavez is off the list. Carlos Beltran is the big name off the list. Mark Budzinski, the first base coach for the Toronto Blue Jays, is reportedly in the Mets' sights for the manager position. Somebody they may be interested in interviewing and seeing how that goes. So as I said earlier, it does seem that they are interested. They would be interested in hiring a first-time manager, especially if they can't land counsel. So nothing is going to break now until after this October 31st deadline, and we'll find out whether or not, you know, the negotiations should start at that point. We'll get a better idea who's involved in this the search, what the candidates are and who they are. And, you know, we might even know more about this Kim Negg situation, which is very interesting. You know, she knows the division. She knows the teams. She did a terrific job in Miami. And we'll see where that goes. The turn down of Boston is interesting. Though I don't know why she turned it down. Unless she wasn't happy with the organization that she sees from the outside, or the farm system, or what. Whereas the Mets job might be more attractive to her. I don't know, we'll have to see. According to Mike Puma of the New York Post, the Mets let go of three scouts, namely Joseph Kowal, Pat Jones, and Eddie Bain this week. Additionally, another scout, Chad McDonald, opted to step aside for personal reasons. Bain worked in amateur scouting, while the remaining scouts were part of the pro scouting department. I guess David Stern perhaps is going to bring in his own people to fill these different slots. And let's see, in other Mets news, some quick hits here. Davey Johnson is on the Hall of Fame Contemporary Baseball Era ballot, along with the list of others. Jim Leland is on that list, and Cito Gaston, and there's a couple of other guys that I probably would have a better chance of getting in ahead of Davey. Both Leland won, championships in both leagues. Cito Gaston won, I think, more than one, twice maybe. And Davey's only got the one, the one title in '86 to his credit. So we'll see, but you know, just to be on the ballot is pretty neat, and congratulations the day before that. Francisco Lindor was one of the three NL shortstop finalists for the 2023 Gold Glove Award, so congratulations on that. We will know the winner of that award on November 5th on the MLB Network, so if you're interested in that, that's when they'll be handing out those awards. And congratulations to Todd Zeal. He played for 11 major league teams from 1989 to 2004. A portion of these years he played two stints with the Mets, 2000 and 2001 to 2004, and in those seasons, in addition to his off-the-field endeavors and his current job as an analyst SNY TV, he made quite an impact on New York, and he was voted into the New York State Baseball Hall of Fame. The induction takes place on November 11th in Troy, New York. Zeal said, "It's nice to be recognized in one place because the way my career unfolded with a lot of years, it's really hard to establish a legacy in any one place. But this honor makes it more special. I was a little surprised, quite honestly. The Mets are one organization I want to be identified with." So congratulations to Todd Zeal on getting into the New York State Baseball Hall of Fame. That's pretty neat as well. He had a lot to do after the September 11th happenings, the bombing in the World Trade Center. He was present, very present, when they were working at Shea Stadium, then getting supplies to people, and the cleanup crews and whatnot. And he was one of the main guys that pushed to wear first responder caps when they did come back and play ball again. So those kind of things he did, and does excellent work with SNY, and has established himself as a top guy there, top analyst, and he's done some broadcasts as well. So Todd Zeal has settled in nicely in New York. Hopefully he'll be here for a long, long time. And now he's in the New York Baseball Hall of Fame. So congratulations on that. All right, let's take a quick break here and come back. We'll talk about one player that the Mets are looking at, a relief pitcher, and take a look at some of the prospects that are in the Arizona Fall League. But first, take a listen to this.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for interesting baseball talk, opinions, and history.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for barbecue recipes, tips, and interviews from the world of barbecue. If you like baseball and if you like barbecue, then tune in to Baseball and BBQ. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and BaseballTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that Baseball PhD can be heard on BaseballTalkRadio.com?
Our shows rotate with other top baseball podcasts.
Now don't forget, that's BaseballTalkRadio.com.
With us, we'll help you get a PhD in life through baseball.
With BaseballTalkRadio.com, you'll hear the rest of the excellent universe of baseball podcasts.
Hello, baseball fans. You're listening to Baseball Talk Radio, the home of great baseball talk shows. At BaseballTalkRadio.com, you're going to find great shows like this one with the great Gary Mack and the Mets Musings podcast. And now back to the show.
Okay, and we're back, and Cuban right-handed reliever Yariel Rodriguez had a tryout for teams last week in the Dominican Republic, and the Mets were in attendance, and this was per Francis Romero. In addition to the Mets, the Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, Astros, and Giants were among the teams there to watch Rodriguez. He is 26. Most recently pitched for Cuba in the 2023 World Baseball Classic and in Japan, and was reportedly released by the Chunichi Dragons earlier this month in order for him to become eligible for the MLB free agency market. A starter at the beginning of his career, Rodriguez recently converted to relief full-time and excelled for Chunichi out of the bullpen in 2021 and 2022. In 54.2 innings over 56 appearances in 2022, Rodriguez had a 1.15 ERA and a 0.91 whip with 60 strikeouts and did not allow a homer. So the Mets are checking out that gentleman, Yariel Rodriguez. And the prospects in the Arizona Fall League for the Mets, former first-round draft pick Kevin Parada is down there, and Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter, is down there, as well as JT Schwartz, and he's having a respectable season and a respectable Arizona Fall League so far. I think he had a couple of home runs the other night, JD Schwartz. DeAndre Smith is an infielder, and he's been struggling a little bit, but we'll see how that works out. Some of the pitching prospects that are down there are not names that we've heard a lot of, but here they are. Trey McLaughlin, Brendan Hardy, Nolan Clenny, Tyler Thomas, and Jordan Gieber. So those are all of some of the Mets prospects that are at the AFL, the Arizona Fall League, and that season concludes on November 9th, followed by 2 days of playoffs. So something to watch there, and we'll see how those prospects are going. Not too many names there other than Kevin Parada and JT Schwartz, who, of course, both played for Brooklyn and came through the Cyclones and went on to promotions this year, both going to Binghamton. So, you know, and they're both having a good fall league. So that's good for the Mets. The farm system is not as bad as it was a couple of years ago. They really built it up with some scouting, and these trades this past year has really made this a good farm system. So we should be happy about that, and we'll see where it all goes and where it all winds up next season. Spring training is going to be interesting to see some of these guys in action. I am almost sure some of them will get invites to Major League camp, especially Parada. Luis Angel Acuna will probably be there, I would imagine. The two young outfielders will be there as well that they brought up. JT Schwartz was in camp off and on last year, so we got a little bit of look at him. And it'll be interesting to see the progression of Ronnie Mauricio this year. After his stint in the majors, what did he learn? Brett Batty, he was up and down in the minors and the majors. Did he learn anything? What is he working on? Reportedly, he's working on elevating his swing a little bit and some of his defense. So, spring trading is a little bit of ways away, but something to look forward to as we head into the winter months. As far as the baseball playoffs, so far we're down to the league championship series, and it's Texas and Houston in a 2-2 tie of games, and good series, but away teams have won all the games so far in that series. And let's see, in the National League, it's the Phillies and the Diamondbacks, and they are at 2-1 with the Phillies holding the lead, and just the opposite, the home teams have won all the games in that series. So we'll see how that all pans out. I have more on that in our next edition. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Hope you enjoyed the update, and we will find out next week, see what breaks. Maybe we'll have news on a general manager, maybe not. But until next time, remember to keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go Mets. And I'll see you next time on another edition of Mets Musings.